This is Wallace Graham in Boynton Beach. The Christmas song that I cannot stand to hear is...
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
That kid's shrill voice hurts your teeth, hurts your feelings.
Last night.
That voice, terrible.
Thanks for that. Ouch, my feelings are hurting. And here's another song someone hated.
This is Susan from Yorktown Heights, New York. The most hideous Christmas song I ever heard was called Christmas Shoes, and it's about a little boy who asks for new shoes for his mama because she's dying.
Wanna to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
Oh my God.
And it's just the most repulsive thing I've ever heard. Really, don't listen to it.
Thank you.
We should have taken her advice.
Really?
So let's have a little love here.
My name is David, I'm in Florida, and I love Christmas music, but I'm an atheist, which is double weird, so my favorite song is
I Pray on Christmas
by Harry Connick Jr. It's a really good song.
Thanks for sharing, even atheists love to share on Christmas.
Tom, it is the season.
And finally?
My name is Dave DeGann from Acton, Massachusetts. In the 80s, there used to be this great song called Christmas Song by Rash of Stabbing. Probably the only punk Christmas song that ever got me actually moved. Haven't heard it in years. Don't know where to find it.
We found it.
Exactly.
Count on your takeaway. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and remix the holidays.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.